once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus, I greet you from the wonderful island nation of Sri Lanka, yes, where it's all good in Christ Jesus. You know, it's kind of interesting to me how God orchestrates our circumstances to put us in difficult situations time and again. And the situations that he ends up putting us in are, you know, so much of the time what we end up having to deal with is not our fault. But we are just in the situations we're in because God would have us to be in them, if that makes sense. You know, God wants and allows for us to be in difficult, trying situations for a purpose. You know, the Acts 16 story was for a purpose. The trials that we face, the trials of Jesus' own life was for a purpose. You know, I mean, we are called Christians, Christ-like ones, little Christ, those that follow him. We follow the Good Shepherd wherever he leads and guides us to go. And, you know, along those lines, in that process, as we do whatever it is that the Father has for us to do, he leads us in some difficult spots. You know, and if it was not for the difficult spots, we would never grow. We would never... It's not the fact that we go through difficult things. It's how we end up going through those things that's important. You see, if we don't go through them in the right way... you know, a buddy of mine one time told me, he said, those that fail to learn the lessons from their past are destined to repeat them. And I found it to be true. You know, when we learn and when we go through things the right way, that's when we can go from glory to glory and from strength to strength. But when we fail to learn the lessons that God desires to teach us along the way, and one of the big lessons is look, just trust me. Just obey. Just keep going, even though you don't understand. You know, when we fail to learn the lessons and when we fail to trust him, we take ourselves out of the position that God wants us to be in, which is the center of his will. See, the world and the world system knows what I'm talking about you apart from the leading of the Spirit of God, knows what you would do, knows what you would think, knows what direction, what choices you would make. The world knows that. Because, see, the world system has been perfecting itself over millennia. It's been perfecting its strategies, its methods. We're not ignorant of the devil's schemes. In Ephesians, talks about the word there is, and that old Greek thing is methodios, or that's where we get the word methods from. The devil's got methods. The world system has methods. And they are tried and tested and proven effective for those that would make decisions apart from the will of God. And see, this is why it's so important for you to follow the will and the leading of God and not the thoughts of your own mind. Because when you follow the will of God, what that does is now the decisions that you make are unpredictable. The decisions that you make cannot be... They can't triangulate on you. You know, I remember one time... Now, a couple of years back, a few years back actually, and I was in a situation, and it was a business deal, and I knew something wasn't right, and even in that deal, There was like some, there was, I mean, I literally walked away from, you know, even my own cash sitting in a bank in another place. I just left the whole thing. And because I knew it wasn't right. And, you know, this one guy said, you know, look, nobody walks away like this. You know, literally, you know, at my own expense. But why? Because, you know, when nothing in this world has a hold on you, you can now walk and live free. Now, God gives us wisdom, gives us discernment, shows us what to do and how to do it. And, you know, with time, wisdom grows. Even as the Spirit of God grows in you, so does the Spirit of wisdom. Because God, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and knowledge and understanding. And as you grow in that fear and that reverence for the God that we know and we love and we serve, as you grow in that, you know, so does your discretion, so does your wise decision making. That said, nothing in this world should have a hold on you, because there will be a moment in time in the days ahead where those that would follow Christ will, in a very real sense, need to be willing, and many will have to, in fact do, leave it all and let it all go. And whatever you have, whatever you had in this world, will have to be let go. You won't be able to hold on to anything, because you won't have access unless you're part of that system. That time's coming. And when it comes, will you let go? Or will you hold on to what you've worked and strived so hard to achieve? That strong delusion. You know, the struggle that the people of God continue to have is, you know, there's something in us that really believes that things can be done better. We really do. You know, and it can, obviously. And God's put that in you because He wants you to desire and anticipate and long for His system, long for His full rule and reign. See, when we finish up this life and when we go on to be with Him, that which we walk into in eternity is the complete rule of the kingdom and the Spirit of God, which is what we should be desiring, which is what we should be looking forward to, which is what He has destined for us. And unless we went through this season of time and this understanding, so that when the time came that we would transition and we would understand and have an eternal appreciation for what it is to be with the Father at all times. I mean, that fulfillment of the love of God in our hearts and in our minds. Yeah. You know, that's that. You know, you remember the story of the woman that washed Jesus' feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair, and how, you know, Jesus told a story to the Pharisees, and about how, you know, to whom has been forgiven little, they love little, and to whom has been forgiven much, they love much. And, you know, the depth of the experience that we go through in this life with the forgiveness and the redemption process of the Spirit of God, when you've tasted and seen that the Lord is good and seen what He saved you from, the love of God that's in your heart is just bursting, even on this side. And then when we go on into eternity, absolutely amazing. You know, beyond words. And that's what God has destined us for. You know, you and I, we're destined for that. And we need that. We need to go through these things. Because can you imagine an eternity locked in with these satanic people that we've had to meet along the way. I mean, this process that you and I go through, you know, it isn't easy. I know that. But, you know, He will carry us through. So consider it pure joy when you face trials and tribulations of all kinds. Because you know that the testing of your faith builds perseverance. Perseverance, character. Character, hope. And hope does not disappoint. Yeah, I know. Consider it pure joy, right? Yeah, it's really joyful. But you know what it is? It is, and that's the thing. It's tough. And it's joyful at the same time. Because you know why? After we go through all of these things God's way, when you go through things God's way, you look back and you have a grateful heart. You look back and you're thankful for what He's put you through. Because what He put you through had purpose. What He put you through had meaning, and it was part of the formulation of an abundant life. You know, many times what people see on the surface, they see things a certain way. But when you actually dig down and you find out what those that follow Christ have had to go through and gone through as part of God's plan and purpose for them, and revealing Christ in them, the hope of glory. You know, the cup of suffering, when Jesus extended, you know, said, can you, to James and John, when their mother wanted to have them sit at their right and their left, Jesus, and he asked them, can you drink the cup I'm about to drink, and can you be baptized with the baptism that I'm going to be baptized with? And they're like, yeah, we're able. But that cup, that when you drink of the cup, when you drink of the blood of Christ, when you take His life into you, and the new life that you now live is hidden in Him, when you do that, you sign yourself up to follow in His footsteps. He came that we might have life, and that we might have it more abundantly. What did He say? Come and follow Me. The abundant life comes from following Him. And when you follow Him, where is He taking you? To the death of yourself. He's taking you to the cross. And He's taking you past that into the resurrection life that we now live in Him. That's what we're meant to be. That's what we're meant to do. That is who we are. So, you know, this process right now that we're in, it's amazing. And if you can settle yourself under the hand of God, you will have peace. You know, how do you settle yourself? Well, one thing is, you put that before Him in prayer. You know, one thing I do is, and I've been doing it more and more deliberately, is praying about that which is on my mind and my heart, and the things that are hard for me, putting them before the Father and asking Him, and like, Lord, please, you know, show me what to do here. Lord, please, would you undertake for this situation? Would you give me the way forward? Would you reveal your will and help me? Because I can't do this on my own. I can't go. Look, you and I, we can't go through that death to ourselves without the strengthening of the Spirit of God. Even Jesus needed to be strengthened in the garden when He came to an end of Himself. He needed to be strengthened to fulfill that. And we do too. if the Son of God had to be strengthened, if the Son of God had to cry out to the Father, Lord, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. If he had to pray like that, look, you don't have to be the big man. You trust him and take it before him in prayer. He wants to do that in you. He wants to be able to do that in you. He wants to make that difference in your heart. He wants to make the difference in the situation. He wants you to know that if it was not for him, you would have been undone. You wouldn't have lasted. So he's doing that for us. But the process of this is a test. And it is a test of the very core of who you are. It is a test of everything that you ever thought, believed, hoped for, dreamed for. All of that needs to be shattered in order to have the life that he intended for you. It must be. There's no other way. There's no way to fulfill the plan and purpose of God without coming to an end of yourself. There's half measures, people do them all the time. But for the true abundant life that God intended for you, that will only come when you have come to an end of yourself. So, along those lines, my brothers and my sisters, he'll bring you to that. And it's both fearful and tough and painful on a level that is unimaginable to the worlders, because they fight so hard to stay alive, and we freely of our lives, we lay them down in order to receive the revealed will of God and his plan and purpose in us. So, you know, it's not easy though. Of course it's not. But you know what? Easy went out the door with Adam. But God kept it simple. And he's kept it simple for us, and he's made it simple in Christ. And keep it simple. You know, keep it simple. I mean, I think we did a series on that. Speaking of series, hey, you got to go back and check out the stuff that you haven't heard. If you're a new listener as well, you know, don't just focus on the homepage. There's a ton of stuff in the archives, in the series, in the G-Talks, in the sermons. By all means, there's all there for you. You know, look for whatever it is that God would have you to listen to. Click on it. It's there. So just make use of those things. Those resources are there, and they've been set there for a purpose. You know, this is something to be of service to the body of Christ, to those that have a heart for it, and those that this is kind of what God would have for them to use. Go for it. And hey, we love you guys. We're happy to make these things available to you, and we're grateful for those that also chip in and ensure that you know, this is available for as many as possible. We want to also just say, grateful to God that this work is self-sustaining, and you know, it gets out to everybody. And you know, even though there's a tiny group of people that help keep it going, you know what? You do it for everybody, and it's that's enough. So, you know, we're just grateful that God's given us a role to play. And you know, with that, hey, you guys, we love you. We're grateful for you. God bless you. Keep on keeping on, and we'll catch up again real soon. So, hey, God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com, and we'll talk to you soon. All right, talk to you later. Bye.